Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. But I'm bum bum, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old heart's calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. White candles burning, my old heart's yearning for the folks back home at Christmas. Christmas time's coming. Sing it with me now. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, don't you hear them ringing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Holly's in the window, home is where the wind blows, can't walk for running, cause Christmas time's coming. So can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, don't you hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. So can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Yeah, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
We're so blessed to be here. The first time and the last time that we were here for Mama Pearl's memorial service. And when I walked in this church, I just fell in love with it immediately. You can just feel the history and the love and the Holy Spirit in this place.
Amen.
And so we are just so glad to get to be here and to kind of kick off the holiday season for us and the Christmas season, and the celebration of our birth of Jesus Christ. And we just ask you to join in and sing along with us. If you can't hear, come closer.
I promise you, she doesn't bite.
Hard.
Hard, yeah.
So anyway, we'd like to have y'all sit up a little closer and get cozy with us. But I understand if you're scared and you want to be able to leave quickly. So we're going to be doing a show at Green Grove Gardens on Friday, December 8th, and it's called Cowboy Christmas Eve. So we're going to be sharing some songs with you tonight that are going to be a part of that show. And this is a song that's a cowboy Christmas song, and it's called Two Step Round the Christmas Tree. And
that's kind of hard to do with a cinch cord, isn't it?
Yeah. We'd probably trip. I would trip for sure. So we'll just pretend. Maybe they didn't have lights on their tree. There's a wondrous sight and a joyful sound every Christmas Eve in a western town. Gather up the kids, all the friends and family, cause the holly's hung and the candle's bright, tuning up a fiddle on a moonlit night. Roll back the ropes so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. There's a jolly man in a bright red suit. Did you ever see Santa in cowboy boots? To a Yuletide melody. When they sing those carols soft and low, I'll be shouting Cotton Eye Joe. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe, you'll never get a kiss. I never move that slow, there's too much I could miss. Cause a western girl can't be still, silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step step round the Christmas tree. Red bandanas, chili green, silver buckles on new blue jeans, shuffling round the floor to a Yuletide melody. Well, I'm gonna be ready when Santa comes, gonna keep dancing till he does. Roll back the rucksa with you, two-step round the Christmas tree. Wait beneath the mistletoe, you'll never get a kiss. I never move that slow, there's too much I could miss. Cause a western girl can't be still. Silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. How many of you know Ralph Gans? Ralph is a wonderful guitar player and harmonica player. So Ralph's going to be joining us at the show. Yes, he is a real man. I don't know why. The pastor came up and he said, do you have a gentleman that plays with you named Ralph? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, he called the church and then he called at my house wanting to know what time you guys were playing. And so he was just making sure that this wasn't just some guy on the street. So actually, so then Ralph called me this afternoon to confirm we were playing tonight. So we were looking forward to having him here. And then he got a call from Doug Phoebus. If you know Ralph, you probably know Doug. And Doug had a situation and Ralph had to go and fill in for him, right? Is that
something
the story?
Like that.
So anyway.
So all you got is us.
Yep, so you're stuck with us. And
you got me.
Isn't that water good?
Oh, yeah.
This is good water, Ed.
Got that out of the bathroom.
I figured him out real
quick. He dumped the real bottled water out and got some Rocky Ridge water.
Yeah. That's what it is. I made sure there was a seal on that bottle before I took that water from you. I got your number, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
I thought his name was Ed for about 10 minutes. And then I don't know if he decided, well, maybe I like this girl. I guess I'll tell her my real name. That's the story I'm going to say, Bob.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. So I know that Darlene was saying today she's exhausted. She got her Christmas tree put up today. How many of you have all your decorations up and you're done? Oh, you overachievers. Were you done like at Thanksgiving? You were all done at Thanksgiving, probably. Well, way to go. Good for you. How about Christmas shopping? Everybody done with their Christmas shopping? Okay, good. How many? What? You better not be done. I haven't given you my list yet.
You haven't bought me nothing in 3 years.
You're right.
Besides this base.
That, yeah.
She's going to surprise you. That's what she's
Yeah, that's what she tells me every year.
I've been saving up for 3 years to buy you something really special.
Yeah, right.
So, just the other night, Dale and I were driving to go and play. Where did we play?
Can't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, we've been so blessed. We've got about 8 Christmas shows in December. And I know. We were driving over to Homewood. We play at the memory care unit for the Alzheimer's patients once a month, and so we were on our way there, and we were talking about all the things that we had to do, and I said, well, honey, if we just make it through December, right?
Amen.
1, 2, 3, 4, we miss Ralph.
Everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, had plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. But my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even Arizona. If we make it through December,
gentleman this year died on his birthday, and I don't know how he'd done this, or and I really don't know if he was a Christian man or not, but he predicted he was going to die on his birthday, and I don't know how he'd done that, but the Lord took him home. If he's a Christian, I hope he is. But who else we lost this year? Don Williams was another great performer.
Glenn Campbell
was another great.
Mel Tillis
just recently. So we lost some great performers, and hopefully they're in heaven. I pray that they are.
Well, Dale mentioned Arizona, and it's kind of a long story, and I won't bore you with the entire story, but we met in Douglas, Arizona. I was living out there, and right on the Arizona-New Mexico-Mexico border, and living down there, selling real estate and playing music. And Dale was living up in Oklahoma as a Navy Seabee, and they said, "Son, you're going to Douglas, Arizona." And he said, "Nope, I ain't going."
Didn't even know where it was.
He said, "No, I don't want to go. I don't care. Nope, I'm not going." Called him in again. "Dale, you got to go to Arizona."
This is my captain telling me this, and he says, "Dale, I need you to go." He says, "We need you down as a safety officer. You need to be the chief in charge." I said, "All right, Skipper, roger that." Wrote my orders out, and I go to Douglas, Arizona, and I meet my future bride. So she came to sing at my birthday party, and I believe that was my 44th birthday. Yeah. Anyway, never heard cowboy music. I never heard Western music. I always heard country, rock, some bluegrass. She didn't know what bluegrass was.
Oh, I did too.
Anyway. She's standing up in the back of a pickup truck singing cowboy songs at my birthday party. And I said, "Well, she's a beautiful young lady. I guess I can do this too."
Well, tell him what happened. It was his birthday, and so they brought out a cake, and he came up to the tailgate of the pickup truck, and I sang him happy birthday, and then I gave him a kiss on the cheek. That was all it took, right there. Hook, line, and sinker. I had him. So it'll be 10 years ago in March, and it's really been a blessing. And so I just got back from Arizona and New Mexico, 92 degrees in Phoenix when I was there. So I have a cousin, and New Mexico and Texas area, and she is one of the top, in fact, she has won the top Texas country female artist. And so she's very successful out in Texas. And so one Thanksgiving, her and I sat down with her daddy, and we decided to write a song about a cowboy Christmas. And we recorded this song in Houston, Texas, a few years ago. And I have some back there in the back. And it's just a single. But we recorded it in Houston, so we're real proud of this this single. And it would be nice, you know, to give, like, as a little Christmas present to maybe somebody. So we're selling that single for $5. And then I've got my You're Looking at Country CD back there, too. We're selling for $15. So if you want to pick up a CD, we'd love for you to do that and give it away as a Christmas present or just keep it for yourself. I always have to buy myself a present first. And I did that on Saturday, so I guess I'm done. So we're going to share this song with you. It's a beautiful little song that we wrote called Cowboy Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Was it Ralph? No. It wasn't? Okay, good. To market one day, she stopped for to rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered with sand. But soon clean and wrapped, it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily gave her last peso for a cage made of rushes and twine. She fed it loose corn from the market, and she watched it grow stronger with time. Now the gift-giving service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the town folks brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds and incense and perfumes and packages fit for a king. But for one tiny bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one would see her go in. And crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift was unworthy. Then a voice spoke from out of the darkness, Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, open the door, let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that healed good as new. Well, just then the midnight bells rang out, and the little bird started to sing a song that no words could capture, for her beauty was fit for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen as the cascading notes, sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale. You know, I was thinking, that's such a beautiful song, and so many times we struggle with, oh, what am I going to get my husband, or what am I going to get my wife, or what am I going to get my kids? You know, we want it to be special, don't we? And that song talks about all that she had was this little bird, and that was all she had to give, and that was enough.
Amen.
That was enough. So be careful. You know, this holiday season, I think we have a tendency to kind of get wrapped up in, you know, finding the perfect thing, and it can get very stressful, can it? And sometimes I feel that a gift from the heart is worth more than a gift that's a lot of money.
That's right.
Although we're just sending our kids $100. Keeping it real simple. And honey, I expect something very nice. It doesn't have to be expensive, honey, just from the heart.
I'm not stressed. She's stressed because she waits till the last minute.
Because I want to make sure it's perfect.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary? Shepherds watch, are keeping. Haste, haste to Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him the Christians fear, for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. Their spears shall pierce in the cross be bold for me. of Mary. If you come to our country show, you'll hear a lot of that. So we'll be at Mountain Gate. We're going to be doing commercials all night, Pastor, if that's all right. We'll be at Mountain Gate on Wednesday night sharing some Christmas music. So we hope that y'all will come see us at Mountain Gate. Is everybody having a good time? Are you okay? It's all right? Except for Ed over there. If you're going to yawn, you're supposed to go.
My mouth's too big. I'll lose my arm.
Oh.
No comment on that, right? Is that your wife or your girlfriend there with you?
I can't tell you.
Well, what can she say
they
about
know each other.
Well, I'm hoping they're one and the same. So how many Gaither family gospel
fans
do we have here tonight? Y'all know the Gaither family gospel? We just really enjoy listening to them, and we steal a lot of their stuff. I mean, we learn a lot of their stuff. And one of my favorites, of course, is Mark Lowry, because he just makes me laugh. And I believe the Lord wants us to laugh. There's so much... you know, stuff going on in this world that I think that as Christians especially, we have to hold our heads up high and keep joy in our hearts and just focus on that, right? We can get real bummed out and focus on all the devastation and bad stuff that's going on in the world, and we know who's in control, and we know who's going to take care of us.
Amen.
And I think that as Christians, it's important for us to count it all joy. And that's hard, but Mark Lowry is just so funny and so talented, and so I've always loved this next song that we're going to do, and I'm sure a lot of you know this song, and when I found out that he wrote it, it just blew me away, because it's such a beautiful, serious, lovely Christmas song. And like I said, he's just so funny. The fact that that he put this down on paper just made me love him even more. So this song is called Mary, Did You Know? And I had a friend of mine say one time, well, of course she knew. So yeah, she knew that she was pregnant with this child. But I don't think she knew what that meant in the bigger scheme of things and in the bigger plan. I'm sure she had no idea that she was bringing the Messiah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your little baby, you've kissed Fans? Oh, good, Ed. I'm glad you're a Dolly Parton fan.
If it's country, I'm a fan.
You're a fan. What is your name, sir?
Junior.
I'm And Deb, are they related to your husband?
Cousins.
Oh, my gosh. Now, wait a minute. I've heard about him and his cousins, so I don't trust him. He said that we were cousins, and I swear I've never met that man in my life.
Must be a family reunion here, huh?
So the three of you are related. I should have known. Yeah.
How could you guess?
Well, your mama and everybody, they must have a good sense of humor.
They had to
putting up with you boys, I bet.
We lived on a farm and we were nursed on country music. Oh. The older stuff.
Yes.
Yep. Nothing
That's
better.
Our blood.
Yes, sir. Well, good. Then you'll like what we're doing. This is a song that was written by Dolly Parton. And Dolly's written how many songs did you
Over 3,000 songs.
Yeah, I mean she's just written tons of songs. So Dale and I, we love to do some investigating. We're going to be doing a show, another commercial, called You're Looking at Country at the Thurmont Event Complex, at the big ambulance complex. So we're going to be doing that on January 13th, and it'll be a tribute to Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, and Dolly Parton. So please come. We are so thrilled to be able to perform in this beautiful venue. I have a little flyer back there. So this thing, it has five screens. So we're going to be putting up pictures of all of the artists, and Tail's going to be telling stories about their life, and we're going to be sharing some of their top songs. So we would love for you all to come and see us there for us, but also to support that beautiful building. Have you been in there? It's beautiful. We went in there for, that was the fried oysters. I moved here and gained 10 pounds in like 3 months.
3 weeks. Well, it's true.
It is true. Between the fried oysters and Mountain Gate.
I am in the pulpit. I will not lie. 3 weeks.
All right already. Your present is getting smaller and smaller. So we're going to share with you a song that was written by Dolly Parton, and this is her favorite song that she ever wrote. Smaller and smaller. I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. And I recall the box of rags someone gave us, how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Well, although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made. So with patches on my breeches, holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. Oh, I couldn't understand it, for I was rich, and I told him of the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told him all the stories mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all of their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see one is only choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me. So yeah, you want to do it now? Real quick, I just want to share, when I was out after dinner, I looked out and the big gold moon was so beautiful. And I was looking out over the graveyard and then this big gold moon, and it was just magical. And so I kind of went and I actually stood out there and I just was looking at the moon and the graveyards and stuff. And I turned around and walked away, and I'm not kidding, I had just a little chill. And Mama Pearl's out there in that graveyard.
No, she's
well, her body's out there. That's where we laid her to rest. And that song just now was for her. And she was just such a wonderful woman. And I know this has got to be hard on you, Eleanor, your first Christmas without Mama. And so we love you and we're praying for you, sweetie pie, because it's got to be tough. I'm missing her, and I only knew her for a few months. But she was a very special woman, and we will always love her.
Sneaking those kisses.
Oh, yeah, I should have smacked her a time or two. She loved getting up there close to Dale. All right, Pastor, he's kicking us out, so no, I'm kidding.
We're going to give you a break. Grab a drink of water.
You got it. Thank you.
Incidentally, the moon she's talking about is a super moon.
Super
supposed
moon.
To be the brightest moon of the year. So
okay.
You might want to take Take a look at that. And also, this is the first Sunday of Advent. It is the Sunday of Hope. We lit the first candle in the Advent wreath this morning.
Amen.
And, you know, the hope that you're talking about is the Christian hope that we have. And so when we bury loved ones, we stand at the grave knowing that we're going to see them again one day.
Amen.
Because of the faith that we have in Christ Jesus and what he's done for us. And so that's the hope that we have. And it's a blessed hope, hope of assurance.
Yes.
So we want to take an offering up here for Dale and Kip this evening. And if you would like to write a check, we'd ask you to make that out to Dale Young. Dale Young, if you're writing a check, otherwise you can put in the offering. We want to give them a little love gift for coming tonight and playing for us and singing. And so we're going to take up an offering at this time. So let us worship with our giving.
Amen.
Do you want us to play or do you want us to
take a break?
Well, we'll play all night.
I don't want to hear that thing anyway.
Sit down.
Got to play with it. No, I can stand here. I sit on this. Hey. There's a cup under me.
Way under me.
You almost did that.
Oh, you're supposed to tell. We will accept eggs, goat's milk, country ham.
Anything you can get in the plate.
Yeah, we don't care.
You want a butler?
Yes. Can I take Ralph?
I can't sing, but he does dishes.
I'll take him. Comic relief. Do I have to take the other two, too? Are they a package deal?
I don't want that much.
No, I don't think that. I don't want that much butlering.
Now, if I can get her to be serious for a second. let's pray for the offering. Father God, we know we are so blessed. Thank you for this season. Thank you for coming into our world. And the tremendous hope that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the giving tonight. We ask you would bless it and multiply it. Use it greatly as Dale and Kip go out and share their talents with others. Help them, Lord, to share the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, and especially at this season. So, Lord, if there be anyone here that wouldn't know you as Lord and Savior, we pray that you might soften their heart and move in this season, a season when people are often more open to the gospel message. We pray that they might come home and accept you into their heart and life. And so we ask these things in your precious name, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I have one other favor to ask, and I know we all have prayer requests, but as I was coming out tonight, I got a call from my brother, and they've taken my mother to the hospital. So her blood pressure is up, and she was sick and vomiting, and so they're trying to get her stabilized, and she's at Chambersburg this evening. So if you wouldn't mind saying an extra prayer for my mom tonight, our family would appreciate that.
Amen.
Thank you. And I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. It's like shipborne.
We're going to a manger, not to a shipyard. Stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lonely. we'd like you all to join us on the first verse.
I want to use it for target practice.
I want to use you for target. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't care what it's called. It sounds good.
Well, thank you, sir. I taught her everything she knows on that thing.
Thank you, Bob. I remember your name when you're nice.
I can only play this thing. It's hard enough to play for me.
You know, God really knows what he's doing. When he put Dale and I together and we met and it was quick. I swore I would never, ever, ever, I hate saying I swear, but I did. I said I would never, ever, ever get married again. Because God has been working on me for a long time. and I met Dale and we just immediately just fell in love and decided that we wanted to be together forever. And I've been playing music since I was 18, so about 15 years ago now. 11. Tammy, you're my new best friend. Yeah, it's been a while. So anyway, Dale decided that he wanted to play, so we went and got him a bass, and his daddy, Merle, if those of you know Merle Young, Merle played the bass, and his brothers were all musicians, and so Dale kind of grew up with the music, and so He caught on real quick.
But I wanted to learn, and I wanted to serve the Lord, is what I wanted to do. So her wanting to give up the Western country music, which was okay. It was okay to give it up. But I said, we're not going to quit. We're going to create a gospel music ministry, and that's what we did. And we still play a little mixture here and there, but we choose what we play. We don't play with people, the cheating songs and all that stuff. We don't want to do that. But my, well, sometimes she does, by choice. Anyway, but my love is gospel music, and I really do. But I'm in this next song I'm going to do for you. A lot of you know it. Please sing along. Called Christmas Cookies.
Yum, yum. Yum.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Some disappears to who knows where, but I make sure I get my share. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
I know what you meant.
Sure do like those Christmas cookies, baby. Ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and little stars. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, baby. Those sprinkly things just make things worse, because they make it taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappears, who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share. Kids are standing here waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad before the dawn, before she gets the ice put on. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. Let me tell you the best part of them all. Every time she sticks the batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I need Christmas cookies all year long. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Mm-hmm. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, baby. Ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Oh, you're getting tired?
No, I'm sweating up here. I fear that song. I just fear it. Here, here's my sweat rag.
Use a Santa hat for a sweat rag.
So, this is a good song.
I grew up in Colorado with a wonderful childhood. My parents were both very successful. My dad was a cowboy boot salesman. He was a traveling salesman, worked for Acme Dingo and Dan Post cowboy boots. And my mom owned a Western wear store, and we lived in a beautiful little town of Glenwood Springs, Colorado. And I was very blessed, but I grew up unchurched. So my mother grew up in a Mormon family, so when she got old enough, she thought that that was just not her. So she didn't go to church. My dad kind of was Catholic, but they didn't really practice either. And so I grew up just not knowing anything about the Bible. Somebody one time called me a Jezebel, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I knew it wasn't a compliment, though, Pastor. So it was missing from my life. And it's really interesting because my brother and I have a younger brother. We both, as we got it to be older, we both turned to the Lord. And my mom, she'll kind of go, oh, yeah, Kip, well, she's found Jesus. And somebody told me one time, and I said, you know what? Jesus wasn't lost. I was. He found me. Jesus found me. And why he found me or why he chose me, I don't know. But I'm so glad he did. And it's like Dale was saying, you know, we are so blessed to get to do what we love to do. And we are both, I'm quitting and he's retiring in March. And we're going to start playing music full time.
Amen.
And so we are just so excited. It was a big step, and but we are real excited to do it. So one Christmas, my mom was getting real stressed out about the decorations and the food and who was coming and presents and who was getting what for who, and she just was getting all stressed out about it. And I said, Mom, you need to quit worrying about all that stuff and think about the real meaning of Christmas. And I sat down with the Bible, and I opened up Luke, and was reading the Bible story and wrote this song called The Meaning of Christmas. One, two, three, four. The lights are strung, the stockings hung, presents under the tree. A child's heart is full of hope of what Santa might bring to me. A Christmas list, a child's wish, greetings to one and all. A house full of homemade treats when loved ones come. But do they know the meaning of Christmas? That Christ was born in the town of Bethlehem. Angels spread the word of good tidings. On earth and goodwill toward men. A church bell rings, a choir sings songs of a holy night. Mountains come. Decorations are glowing bright. A manger scene, a mother's dream, as families gather round. A warm fire burning low, while snowflakes touch the ground. But do they know the meaning of Christmas? That Christ was born in the town of Bethlehem. Angels spread the word of good tidings. God loved the world so much, he gave his son to us. Oh, the Son of Man came to speak and to save. So do they know the meaning of Christmas? Oh, on earth and goodwill toward men. Oh, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Do you know the meaning of Christmas? Sing a little bit. Yes, we are!
They can give me a break.
All right, y'all want to stand or sit? Sit. I'm going to sit down too. Okay, let's all sing. Let's just sing a little bit of some of our favorite songs. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. How about Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinner reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo,
so much. Pastor, I didn't know if you had some closing comments. We'll end the night with Silent Night. Maxine, thank you so much for contacting us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting the word out and passing around our cards, and God bless you with Ralph and the boys.
Thank you, sister.
You're welcome.
I have two commercials.
Go for it.
Two commercials. First of all, we were wondering, since you did such a great job caroling, if we couldn't pull together a group to go caroling next Sunday evening. And so is there anybody here that would be interested or be able to have free time to do Christmas caroling next Sunday night? If you're interested, raise your hand. Okay. I have a commitment in Pennsylvania, and I'm not going to be able to do that, but Deb's interested in organizing something.
And Ralph's going.
So I see probably enough hands that we could probably do that. Okay? And then the second one is I want to announce you, invite you to come back in about 2 weeks on the 17th. We'll have our candlelight service. And so that's one of the highlights of our Christmas Advent season, and so there'll be lots of special music that evening, and so please come and join us in 2 weeks on the 17th. All right, and so let's sing.
Everyone, please stand. Yeah, we can get up and stretch.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child,
journey
to everybody.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless. Have a safe trip home.